I used to study in the Van Pelt Library a lot, and for our research papers, we had to go into these things called books. That's something that this generation doesn't know about. It's made from trees. That's another story. So we would get these books, and we would tab, like, the little articles that we would use for our plagiarized articles. I'm just kidding about the plagiarized. For our reports. But some of the articles weren't in books. They were on something called microfiche. Write that word down, microfiche, which was actually a photograph of an article, a newspaper article, that was archived onto film, literally film. And it was scrolled onto a reel. And you had to look through, like, I guess it was like a microscope lens, and scroll through these reels of old, you know, archived newspaper articles on your subject matter. And that's how we got the material for our term papers. Well, I thought about that the other day when I was flying in, and I was sitting next to some 20-something-year-old who had her iPod in her hand and was scrolling through everything in her fingertips, like, within seconds. And I thought about the old microfiche machine that I had to use, and I started chuckling, and I thought, I wonder if they still have it. So last night, a class of 78 had their party at the Van Pelt Library, and they showed us the new second sixth floor, which is gorgeous. And I asked somebody there, do they still have the microfiche machines? And they said there actually is one in someone's office, and she still has it. And the new students now look at the machine and go, what's that? What's that for? So I laugh now. So, you know, technology is an understatement that it has improved. But microfiche machines, I mean, that's my class of 78.